KI4DOS, calling CQ with Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI4DOS. My name is Gary, and my location is Easley. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. The Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS. We'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the right shoe portion. Let's see here. Don't have any echo link stations up at the moment, and my internet's going crazy tonight. So let me see if I can refresh this page. I'd like to say good evening to our pre-net check-in folks, the people that use the pre-net check-in function on the repeater. And we'll go through those, and then we'll go over to the echo link. First, I'd like to say good evening to K4XMR. That's Mr. Mel. He's down in Prosperity. And W2AMD. That's Mr. Andrew. He's over in Simpsonville. And N4JRB. That's Mr. James over in Greer. And AA4GH. That's Mr. Gus. He's in Newland, North Carolina. And KI4LZI, that's Mr. Andy, he's up there at Table Rock. And KG4PFI, that's Mr. Don and his sweet bride, KG4QLQ, that's Miss Linda. They're down there in Piedmont. And KI4LJG, that's Mr. Robert up there at River Falls. And then we got KN4RJN. That's Mr. John. He's up there in Brown Summit, North Carolina. And KX4YM. That's Mr. Scott. He's over in Greenville. And KA5WLL. That's Mr. Leroy. He's over in Taylor's. And KQ4MSD. That's Mr. David. He's in Sandy Springs. And KG4WNP, that's Mr. Landon, he's in Liberty. And K4ROW, that's Brother Richard over in Greenville. And K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride Joy, and she is in the other room. Thanks to all the pre-net check-in function people on the pre-net check-ins that I had. I went out, so if there's any more, I apologize. As soon as it comes back up, I'll get the rest of you. And I still don't have any echo link stations up, so we'll go over to the RF check-ins now. This being Saturday night, starting with the front of the alphabet, Alpha through Delta, A through D for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Joy, everybody on the net, please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec. KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley, I'll be negative and negative. Everybody have a good evening.
KDOS. Check in, Kilo Charlie 4, Papa Lima Tango. That's KC4PLT, Richard in Pendergrass, Georgia. Good evening to you and everyone on the net, and I'll be negative and negative.
KDOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KB2BYQ. That's my neighbor Dave over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Dave. Hope you are doing well. And KC4PLT. That's Mr. Richard. He's down there in Pendergrass, Georgia. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Richard. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta, A through D for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Gary, please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey. Rick and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. We're both in Piedmont. and we'll both be in and out tonight. Also, via telephone relay, please check in my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. She's in Wear Shoals, and she'll be negative and negative.
This KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KK4DMW. That's Mr. Rick and his sweet bride, KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena. They're down in Piedmont, and Rick and Lorena bring along their daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ, via telephone relay down there in Ware Shoals. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Mr. Rick. Tell Miss Lorena we said hello, and when you talk to Michelle, please tell Michelle we said hello as well. Let's move up now to the next alphabetical group, which is Echo Through Hotel, E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. 4 Foxtrot Hotel, Juliet, Gene and Taylor's, negative and negative, over.
DOS. Gary, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo, Zulu, November, KC4EZN, Harry in Canada. Be negative, negative tonight, Gary, thanks.
KI4DOS. Gary and all in the net, your 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray. KO4HKX. It's Patrick. I'm at home in Penrose. I have no comment. No traffic tonight, Gary. Thanks for calling it, sir.
4DOS. Whiskey 4 Golf Yankee Lima George in Kings Creek, South Carolina. I'll be in and out.
KI4DOS and Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to W4FHJ. That's Mr. Gene. He's over there in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Gene. Hope you are doing well. And KC4EZN. That's Mr. Harry. He's up there in Candler. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Harry. Hope you're doing well. And KO4HKX. That's Mr. Patrick. He's up there in Penrose. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Patrick. Please tell Miss Elise we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And W4GYL, and that's Mr. George. George, I apologize. You told me where you were located, but I just did not get it. Give me your location again, please, sir.
Kings Creek, South Carolina.
All righty, we got it there, young man. Do appreciate you being with us. Hope you're doing well. Got an Echo Link station up. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Hello again, Gary. Check in. KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening, Gary. Good evening, Gary, to yourself. All on the net. No traffic, no rag queue, and do be sure and tell Mr. George that we say hello.
This KI4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to my buddy Stephen, KA4PQA. He's down there in Greenwood. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Stephen. Say happy birthday to Miss Jennifer. Stephen's sweet little bride. To Miss Jennifer, and hope she is doing well, and I'll relay your message in there to Joey. Hope y'all had a wonderful day there, Stephen. All righty, let's see here. Let's try Echo Through Hotel one more time. E through H for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. To the next alphabetical group, which is India through Lima, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Hello, Kilo 4, Juliet, Fox, Trot, Oscar, and I am James upon this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina, and it's where I'll be negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of you. Yes. Gary, please check in, Whiskey 4, India, Oscar, Echo, see it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Gary, I hope you enjoy her both well.
and felt joy that we said hello for every night. Good evening to you and Joy. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
KI4DOS and Blue Ridge 2 meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KK4JFO. That's Mr. James. He's up there at the top of the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. James. Hope you are doing well. And W4IOE, that's Mr. Sid. He's up there in Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Sid. Tell Miss Beverly we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. And I'll relay your message in there to Joy. Also like to say good evening to my pretty little bride, Joy, K3JOY. And she's in the other room. She was watching Little Women or something like that on TV when I came into the ham shack. So there you go. Additional stations, India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Please check in. Kilo. Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, but I'll be here for a comment. I hope everyone's had a good day. 7-3.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KK4JBQ. That's Mr. Larry and his sweet bride, KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They're over in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Miss Donna we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. And I will be back to you for some comments in just a little bit. Let's see here. Let's move up now to the Mike through Papa group, M through P, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Please check in, excuse me, N4, NLR, November 4, Nothing Like Radio. Name here, Jim, Juliet, NMI. Location, Greenville, South Carolina. Please check me in, I'll get good evening to you and everybody on the net.
KI4DOS. This is W4, Norway, Texas. Quebec, Eddie, in Simpsonville, and I'll be hanging around until you get through with the call in a roll. Over.
4DOS. Kilo, Quebec. 4, Papa, Charlie, Delta. A new ham here, first time checking in on my own. Look forward to listening to everybody on the net. My name is Philip. I'm over here 1 mile north of the great city of Pickens.
This is KI4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to N4NLR. That's Mr. Jim. He's over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Jim. Hope you are doing well. And W4NTQ, that's my buddy Eddie, our resident elder down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Eddie. Hope you are doing well. And KQ4PCD, Mr. Philip, over there 1 mile north of Pickens. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Philip. Hope you are doing well there, young man. You did real good there, Philip. Come back as often as you can. We'd love to have you each and every night. Got a different net controller each night, so come back and give somebody else a good dose of Rider's Cramp. Let's see here. Additional stations, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. If you would, please check in Whiskey 4, Juliet Echo Tango. That's WW4JET. Matthew here, Northern Pickens. No traffic, no chew tonight. Thanks for calling the net.
4DOS. Good evening, Gary. This is Kilo Quebec 4, November Hotel Brussels. KQ4NHB, Danny and Grable, thank you for running the net. I'll be negative and negative, sir.
Yeah, 4DOS,
please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa X-ray Bravo Lloyd in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
This is KI4DLS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to WW4JET. That's Mr. Matthew. He's north of Pickens. I appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Matthew. Hope you are doing well. And KQ4NHB, that's Mr. Danny. He's over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Danny. Hope you're doing well. And KO4PXB, that's Mr. Lloyd. He's down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Lloyd. Hope you are doing well. Let's move up now to the Quebec Through Tango Group, Q through T, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Please check in Kilo Kilo 4 Sierra Mike Victor Dale in the metropolis of Ellenboro. I'll be negative negative tonight, Gary, but thanks for calling the net and good to hear you, my friend.
For DLS. Hello, Gary. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Quebec Raymond Golf KO 4 QLG. This is Chris in Liberty. I'll be negative and negative.
KI4DOS, please check in N0 TR, November 0 Tango Romeo. My name is Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you, Gary and Joy, and all on the net. I'll be negative and negative, sir. Hey, Chris.
Hello, Tom.
For DOS. For DOS, please check in Kilo Alpha 2, Tango X, Jim in Taylors. I'll be negative and negative.
For DOS, Kilo Kilo 4, Tango Romeo Juliet, Bill and Calpin. Be negative and negative.
For DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I'd like to say good evening, KK4SMV. That's my buddy Dale up there at Ellenboro. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Dale. Tell your sweet bride we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And KO4QLG, that's mother, brother, by a different mother, Mr. Chris over there in Liberty. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Chris. Hope you are doing well. And N0TR, that's Mr. Tom. He's over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Tom. Tell Miss Bernice we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. And KA2TXJ, that's Mr. Jim. He's over in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Jim. Hope you're doing well. And KK4TRJ, that's Mr. Bill. He's up there in Cowpens. Good signal, as always, into the repeater there, Bill. Hope you are doing well. Appreciate you being with us tonight. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Move on up to the next alphabetical group, which is Uniform Through Zulu. That's the patient group on a Saturday night. U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Hello to you and Miss Joy and everyone on the net. Please check in N4ZLK. November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. I'm Shane, and I'm at home in Cleveland tonight. No traffic, no table. Thanks for calling the net again, Gary.
DOS. Evening, Gary. Please check in Kilo 4, X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name is Tommy. Also, please check in Kilo Quebec 4, to be determined. That's KQ4TBD. That's Angela. We're both here in Southern Greenville County. We'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and Miss Joy and everyone on that.
OS. So, Gary, please check in. Jan from Traveler's Rest, Kilo 4, Uniform Bravo Delta, K4UBD. 73s to everybody. I would like to ask a question, but not a lengthy. I don't have a lengthy discussion. Thank you.
For DOS. Could you please check in November 4, Victor Uniform Tango,
That's N4VUT. This is Jamie over here in Tigerville, and I'll be negative and negative.
It's KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to N4ZLK. That's Mr. Shane. He's at home up there in Cleveland. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Shane. Tell Miss Beth we said hello. Hope all y'all are doing well. And K4XB, that's Mr. Tommy and his sweet bride. KQ4TBD, that's Miss Angela. They're down there in southern Greenville County. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Tommy. Tell Miss Angela we said hello. Hope all of y'all are doing well. And K4UBD, that's Miss Jan up there in Traveler's Rest. Jan, be right back to you in just a moment to get your question for the net. But I do appreciate you being with us and hope you are doing well. And N4VUT, that's Mr. Jamie. He's up there in Tigerville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jamie. Hope you are doing well. K4UBD, Miss Jan, what's your question there, young lady?
Wondering if anyone was using the data mode FSQ, Foxtrot Sierra Quebec, on FLDigi. If anyone is using that, I would love to know and possibly connect with them through that mode. Thanks so much, Gary, K4UBD.
Anyone using that mode of transmission on FLDigi? If you are, call K4UBD, Miss Jan of Traveler's Rest, and get together with her real quick. Doesn't seem to be anybody on there right now. I do know some folks who are on FLDigi and that get on there on the digital modes. I'll ask around. Most of those folks that I know of are on HF, but I'll ask them and see if they operate on that mode, and I'll relay that information back to you if I can find out. In the meantime, sorry that nobody came back to you.
It's not very common, and that's kind of what I expected, so I'll touch base with a few HF data folks. Thanks so much.
One other place you might want to check, I don't know if you can get into the, what is that repeater? 145330, which is the Trion repeater. I know some folks over there are doing a little bit of digital work. I don't know if you can get into that repeater from Traveler's Rest, though.
Get into that repeater, but I do know a few people in that group, so I'll touch base with them. Thanks a lot, Gary.
Sorry we couldn't be more help, but hope you have luck getting in touch with these folks so you can contact them via FLDigi. All right, let's see here. Do we have additional check-ins in the Uniform Through Zulu group, U through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. Alphabet one time, so we'll open it up to a big group now, all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. And Gary, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Hotel Alpha November. KC4HAN. My name is Chan, Charlie Hotel Alpha November. PTH is Greenville County. And I'll be negative and negative. Thank you for calling that, Gary. Good to hear you.
KI4DOS. It's Kilo Juliet 4. Bravo Kilo India. KJ4BKI. Jack, over here in Rock Hill, man. Y'all sounding great. Have a great one. Set 3.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KC4HAN. Mr. Chan over there in Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chan. Hope you are doing well. And KJ4BKI, Mr. Jack, over there in Rock Hill. Good signal in the repeater from Rock Hill there, Jack. Do appreciate you being with us. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet. Call KI4DOS. It normally means we got everybody for the time being, so this is KI4DOS. Now securing the formal portion of the net, with our thanks for all those folks that checked in with us tonight. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the Reg 2 portion of the net, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. First up on the Reg 2 list tonight is Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ, over there in Greer. Larry, what's on your mind there, young man?
For DOS in the net, this is KK4JBQ. Well, what's on my mind is not exactly what anyone wants to be burdened with. Both Donna and I learned today that she has COVID, and this is, it's surprising to me, but anyway, that's what they said, and she's not well. She had a trip planned for Monday, and I guess she counts back, and it's just at the end of when she should sequester herself. But she's deciding on whether she should go. I've made my peace with it, but it's her decision to make. Anyhow, that's kind of put a spin on the day. Got a welcome bit of rain a little earlier, but we just about look for that anymore, don't we?
I'm sorry that Donna is not feeling well. I hope everything goes well with that. I hate that you're having to go through that. That's not a good thing anytime you have to get into it. But, you know, the best part is when it's over with. So we'll keep our thoughts and prayers towards the end there when everything is over and done with. But golly, it's not a good time of year for that, Larry.
Thank you for your kind wishes and your prayers. We both appreciate that. I don't know what a good time of the year is. It comes when she was planning a trip to see some friends of hers. It involves, you know, several hours of driving, and I wouldn't want to go through the traffic that she's bound to catch on her way, and I wouldn't want to go with the possibility that I could be a spreader, you know. It's just troubling. I don't know quite what to do except to let her make the final decision on it. She knows how she feels and whether she's okay with it. But that's something this household has not had to deal with. And of course, I've been exposed, but I'm not concerned with that. My immune system had, you know, it got me through the original spreading of that nasty thing. And I'm just counting on my immune system, you know. I believe, I don't know who it was, Melville, I think, when he was, I could have this source wrong, but I think it was in Moby Dick. That was about the whale, you know. And there was a passage in there that, among other things, it said, "We are marvelously made." And I fully, totally believe in that. And I'm here, and so is that man-made bug. But I just feel that I'm marvelously made. And if I should succumb to symptoms of it, I think I'll make it through. I'm not terribly troubled by that. I'm more troubled with, you know, with what she's putting in front of herself. And I won't feel good about that until she turns safe. You know, that's just what that is. On a lighter note, I was noticing and taking account of how long my coffee cup has been filled, refilled, filled again, and refilled again. You know, I kind of give it a slight wiping from time to time, but I'm not too fastidious, you might say. I just love that coffee cup. But today, I thought I'd retire that to the dishwasher. I know this sounds awful, but I went to the cabinet where there are plenty of mugs, I must say, all kinds. Donna has her favorites. I have my favorites. But then I noticed one that I hadn't really received as a gift. I had not really used it. You know, sometimes a gift is a precious thing in and of itself, and even though it's made to hold coffee, I hadn't put any coffee in it yet. So anyway, I got out this nice cup, really nice shape, to the mug, and it says, "May the Morse be with you." It's from the RSGB, and a good ham friend of mine gave that to me. I think it perhaps was a birthday present more than a year ago. Anyhow, that I'm drinking out of a fresh coffee cup. I celebrate the small things. KK4JBQ.
It's funny you should talk about coffee cups and how often you wash them. I had one when I was in the military, when I was in the Navy. And I don't think I ever washed it. It had a nice brown coating on the inside, and the coffee tasted great in it, and I just loved that cup all to pieces. Well, when I got out and started to muster out of the Navy and come back to South Carolina, I carried my coffee cup home with me, and I was going to pack it up and bring it home. Joey took one look at that coffee cup and threw it in the garbage. She said, "I'm not taking that nasty thing across the country. It'll never be clean." And I said, "But honey, ain't nothing wrong with it." She said, "I'm not having it in my house." So she threw it away. So don't let it get too dirty, or Miss Donna might decide she don't like it in the house.
You got a giggle out of me there. Yeah. Yeah, I suppose I'm guilty of such things as that. I guess we appreciate its function more than we do its appearance, wouldn't you say? I will add that this coffee cup is black, white lettering on a black body. So it would really be hard to tell, really, really hard to tell whether it was clean or dirty. But I'm not too concerned with it. I think, well, there's a phobia name for that, you know, and it sounds all scientific and everything, and I can't remember it. To fear a germaphobe, you know, that'd be one. I suppose there's several. Still can't think of the one that people would usually come up with. Don't touch that dirty thing. You know, it'll get on you. I never worried about that. I grew up as a little boy making mud pies. And nobody told me I wasn't supposed to eat. You might think that's crazy, and I was a crazy little boy. I was, I ate grass just to see what it would taste like, you know. And that's not a thing to do. I'm not recommending that anybody follow this path. Not at all. But I'd pick off a twig off a plant and just chew on it to have something, you know, to if my mouth was dry, you know. I just use those old sayings that I'd heard people say all my life, you know. If your mouth is dry, take a twig. Now, it's probably one twig is better than another, no doubt, but I would just take something and chew on it. Who knows what's on that, some people would say. I'm not bothered by that. And here I am, 73, healthy as a horse. I thank God for that. And that's who deserves the credit, not me. I didn't make myself. Come on now. And I am marvelously made, like every one of us is. And additionally, I'll add that my dad was fond of saying, he would quote scriptures all the time. He wouldn't tell you where it is in the Bible. You know, he didn't quote chapter and verse. But he'd rattle off these things, and I took it for gospel. It come from my dad, you know. But he would say that somewhere, like I said, he wouldn't say where, he'd say somewhere in the Bible, it says that if water flows over three stones, it's okay to drink. So there you are. KK4JBQ.
I agree with you that we are marvelously made. No doubt in my mind about that. And well, that's all you can say about that. And, you know, we didn't make ourselves. That's for a fact. But, well, I don't know about some of those things, you know. I mean, yeah, my grandparents did the same thing, you know. They would say, according to the Bible, this, and, you know, I've looked for some of it, and some of it I found, and some of it I haven't found, so. But that's, you know, not knocking my grandparents by any means, because they meant well, as they all do, but, yeah, we just don't know about that sort of stuff. And I'm just, well, I really enjoyed my grandparents. I really did. And didn't seem like, you know, had them nowhere near long enough, but I guess we had them as long as we were supposed to. I was trying to think of something else. You were saying there, and it just slipped my mind completely. You know, I'm getting senile in my old age, I reckon. I can't keep coherent thoughts there sometimes for some reason. But I do hope Donna can, hope she doesn't get very sick over this COVID deal, and I hope you stay like you are, you know, be that way. I'm very healthy as well, and I know what I was going to say there. You were talking about eating mud pies and chewing on sticks and grass and stuff. I did that when I was little. You know, we jumped in and out of mud puddles, and we spent more time in the creek than we did anywhere else. But when I went to the military, one of my drill instructors told me, he said, if your mouth starts getting dry and you're not producing enough saliva, he said, pick you up a little pebble, you know, not a great big rock, but a little pebble, and put it in your mouth. He said, that'll help keep your mouth wet. And it did.
Yeah, there's a scientific reason for the pebble. However, I wanted to chew on something. And, I was big for bubblegum when I was a kid. Oh, dear me. Most every cavity in my head, in my teeth that are in my head, most every cavity is the result of chewing bubblegum. I just kept it in going all the time. And, of course, yes, I did put it on the bedpost at night. Pick it up again first thing in the morning. All the sugar was gone by that time, and it doesn't taste quite right, for sure. But the mud pies, I was, goodness, this was back in in my early days of life, well, I guess I was probably 3 when we moved into the Mill Village. The house became available, and my folks, both of them worked cotton mill, and they had a village, as many mills do, and it was, you know, reasonably priced rent on this house. One of the few benefits there were of that kind of labor, they worked hard. But we moved in there, and next door was a little girl, and we played. She had a sandbox. I'd never seen a sandbox before. You know, it's good to be able to look back and remember things like that. This isn't the only time I've remembered this time and again. And I'd never seen a sandbox, didn't know what it was for. So she took real pleasure in showing me what a sandbox was for. We sat down in the box, and she'd take the sand and she'd move it this way and that way, and she'd draw little patterns in the sand and whatnot. You know, I looked at it and I thought, this is a great place to make a fort and an embankment and use these little plastic army men. I don't know if you remember those from people that aren't our age, just have never seen one of these things, but they were little molded plastic figurines, and they were molded in different positions. One was, you know, a rifleman, and he was down in a crouched position holding his rifle out. Another one was crawling on the ground. Another one was standing up. Another one was, you know, eventually most of them got knocked over because you play with them and go through the whole battle with them. You know, it's just an aid to a child's imagination. That's what it was all about. Anyway, I got my army men, and we made this little girl. She was probably a year or two younger. We sat in that sandbox and made the finest little battles that some kids not yet going to school could make. Gracious. So she knew about mud pies, and I'd never heard of mud pies. And she says, well, what do you think it is? I says, well, I suppose it's made out of mud. She says, yeah, it's made out of mud. Let's make some. So she went in the house, and she got a glass of water. And when we made them and shaped them and everything, she says, we'll let them dry in the sun. Now, the sun will purify them, she said. I don't know where she got this, but anyway, she said they'll be okay to eat. I think she's pulling my leg, but I trust it, you know. And so anyway, I ate that pie. KK4JBQ.
The main thing is we found out early that dirt wouldn't hurt us if we ate a little bit.
I don't remember any ill effect, but I do remember that I didn't like the taste. So that's the first and only time. I didn't let her know that I didn't like the taste. I thought that'd be impolite. Oh, dear. Gracious me. You made me laugh tonight. I guess I made myself laugh. But anyway, taking my mind off things, that's good. I'll let you get on to the next rag chewer. I have enjoyed it. Of course, I do every time we speak. It's been my pleasure to be here. Have yourself a good night, Gary. Say hi to Joy for me. And well, you take care. This is KK4JBQ. Back to you, sir.
KOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry over there in Greer. Well, Larry, you know, I guess maybe, you know, I know you probably the same way as I am. If my wife cooks me something and I don't particularly like it, I will not tell her that I don't like it in those words.
But I have gotten to where I say, you don't have to cook that for me again unless you want to. And she understands that way that I didn't particularly care for it. So I said that to say, that young lady that told you that the mud pies would be purified by the sun and you didn't particularly like the taste of it, that may have made where that came from, that we don't tell the ladies that, you know, oh, this tastes terrible, or I don't want this, or, you know, don't, whatever, you know, we don't want to hurt their feelings. That may be where it come from. Just food for thought, Larry. Anyway, thanks for being with us. Again, I hope Miss Donna gets to, over this ailment that she has come up with. Hope you don't get it at all, and y'all take care over there. Stay well and stay safe as you can. Enjoy talking to you, Larry, as always, and we'll do it again. 73, my friend. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Please check in. KC4SKD, Larry. KG4AHS, Rhonda. No traffic, and I'll be here for some breaks. You, Gary. Hope you're having a good evening.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. I'd like to say good evening, KC4SKD. That's my neighbor Larry and his sweet bride, KG4AHS. That's Miss Rhonda. Neighbor's mine over here in Easley. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Rhonda we said hello. And I'll be back to you for some comments in just a moment. And also tell Miss Rhonda she won the door prize tonight. She made number 50 on my log. And that's bragging rights for a week. So we'll go from there. Let's see here. Next up on the Rag 2 list is Mr. Eddie, W4NTQ, there in Simpsonville. Eddie, what have you been up to today there, young man?
KI4DOS, W4NTQ. Well, I've been playing games on the thing. Garden in a little bit, and when I could find some of my local buddies that had a car, they'd carry me somewhere, but I'd stay, get on the couch, got a little nap, so I've been busy doing that. We one of these things to get up to, try to check them, keep them in line, and keep everything working. And he told about some of his things there that probably come close to home, you know, about doing things. But I try not to get too involved anymore. And my age is, I can't do anything I want to, like climbing towers and things like that. I'll quit climbing and trees and all that good stuff. I put a wrench on, a winch on them, crank them down, work on the tower, little towers, all that good stuff. But I'm getting along pretty good, and just looking forward to October so we get this big birthday parties in line. I understand there'll be several of them. Anybody's any ham is round one going on, sure is welcome to come see me. So that's about it there, and I don't want to call it. I think it must be running out of time. So we say 73s and. Things to. But that tells me to shut up.
Yeah, unfortunately, yeah, that was the radio saying, hey, I'm fixing to time out. But, gosh, you've been busy today. Played some video games, worked in the garden, went riding around with some folks, gallivanting all over the country, and then take you a little nap. That was the main thing you did today, I think, Eddie, was take that nap. But all day long. And yeah, we're all looking forward to October. You'll have to remind us what day in October. You know, I don't remember the exact date, but we're all looking forward to October, to when you hit.
And I understand we're going to have a birthday party here in Simpsonville, and we probably will go to back to Whiteville, North Carolina, and I've worked so many years in the newspaper there. So we'll just have to kind of wait and see. And I don't do things that I used to do. Kind of get somebody else to talk a bit into doing it. But all this ham and crawling around and all that stuff. And I got this new radio here last week, and it puts out a little more power than that handheld did. I guess people can hear me a little bit better. So there you go. KI4DOS. Yes, before we take you.
That new radio is doing you a fine job. It really is. You're sounding really good. Sound like you're right here in the room with me. What's the date in October that is your birthday? What day?
The 20th. The 20th day is when it is. Right now, I don't even know what part of the line
it is. Well, I just wanted to know the 20th. That's what I was after. But I've got that written down now, and I won't forget it again. But yeah, we're looking forward to that, and hopefully whether you have a birthday party in Simpsonville or up towards Winston-Salem or wherever it is. There'll be a lot of folks there to congratulate you on your longevity. The only thing I've really found, Eddie, with getting older is that, the older you get, the more friends you lose. I mean, yeah, you make a lot of new friends, but your older friends, the folks you grew up with, they start falling off, and all of a sudden they're all gone. You're the only one left. So I understand that feeling as far as it goes. Over.
Okey-dokey there, and we'll see here. I got somebody else climbing trees for me now, and towers and so forth. And I did go to in print business right on a little bit, but I'll quit that now too. I just go look at the old printers, print shops, things. There's one around. Go in and look it over and see what works. started in handset type, and ended up in everything in between the typewriter type, and you take a picture of it, print. So that's the way the newspaper deals have come up and done things year round, I mean, years around. I think I've worked, I've worked probably 51 years or 50, I think it was 51 years in newspaper in Wineville, North Carolina. So there you go. Then I started doing some side work once in a while. I've quit that now altogether. So, Gary, thanks a lot tonight, and I'm about run out, I think. It's about I got 10:03. It's 78 degrees, and 77 warm in the house there. So we'll see you tomorrow, if possible. KI4NOZ, KI4DOS, this is W4NZQ.